see. You have to go beyond beliefs, too. But first, you must clear your beliefs. There isn't two separate beliefs. And whatever you have cut out, that's part of your perception you've cut out. Any individual, any person, place, or thing you have cut out of your awareness. Some you don't accept, some you don't like. That will be a limitation to your perception. So the past is the biggest taker of those that are on the path to transcendence when they get through the heart. The past will throw you over and over and over again into limited reflections. You are greater than you were then. You're more aware, and you've had more experience, and you've had more life since then. And when you talk to most people, what do? They talk about the there and then, not the here and now. You see? How many people do you know are talking about the here and now? You go up and they're talking about the there and then. See? That's past orientated. See, how do you feel? Well, the other day, man, I had this happen, and I'll tell you how they felt the other day. Now, what do you feel right now? They don't even know what they feel right now because their mind, their consciousness, their awareness isn't present. They're hung up, backward-looking, and they're wondering where they're going because they're looking backwards. They're looking at the past. The past is backward-looking, and it's reverse, too, like the mirror, because the first is last, and the last is first. The first is last, and last is first. It's one of the Beatitudes, one of the powers that Christ gave us on the Sermon on the Mount, talking about the creative principles and the powers over creation. The meek shall inherit the earth. One time I said, well, gee, I don't want to inherit the earth. I'd rather inherit the kingdom of God. You know, why should I be meek and get the earth? I'm going to be bold and get heaven, you see. So on one point of view, that may be very positive for some people to have that, but it was negative to my consciousness. But see, it can be good or bad depending on which side you're on. It could be going right or left depending on which side you're on. It can be going counterclockwise or clockwise depending on your point of view. So when you're looking at the past, you are looking and narrowing your point of view, going back to limitation. When you start looking forward, now you begin to expand to all possibilities. See? And that's your true nature, to be all possibility. You can do anything, and God has given you the talent to do it. The talent that will give you security for your body. All the food and money and everything you could use on the physical dimension. He's given you a talent to get that. He's given you a talent to have the greatest happiness and joy. The greatest fulfillment of your goals and desires. The greatest upliftment of your heart and soul and experience in life. You have a talent. Have you suppressed it? Was it, you know, where you had a clear awareness of it? When you were about 7 or 8 years old. Go back and look at what you wanted to be. But look at it objectively and detached, so you are looking at it from two points of view to the one. You have two eyes to see. Now you're looking with your heart and your head at the past. You see? Now you got it surrounded, huh? See? Objective and detached. The heart and head. The master walks with heart and head. The doctrine of love and the doctrine of wisdom, the doctrine of the heart, the doctrine of the eye. Let's see. And when you look at that past, don't react to it again. Even if it was a great experience, that experience can be greater now, unless you limit it to what used to be. How about you get to the party, but you've already went to the party, and so the party isn't what you thought it was going to be. Now you've stepped into a past-orientated point of view. Because you got to the party, and you're looking back to the way you wanted it to be, and it's not like you wanted it to be. So you're not present. You're hung up in the past. How many times you told somebody and say, oh, no, they tell you no, and they defend your position. Then they come back a couple days later, an hour later, a week later, and say, you were right. but they defended the past. They were past-oriented, so they immediately defended it. But then, when they get into the future, they look back at what they said, and they reflect upon the past, and then they give you the okay, you see? So watch, there's a lot of people do that. Our country's very much into the past. Old West, antiques, furniture, I mean, it was really heavy around the 70s, you know, getting into people taking chains and beating up tables and chairs and sticking them in the ground and selling for antiques. This has got to be 100 years old. Look how nicked up and dirty it is. Yes, it is. I just made it. I should know it's an antique. Had to be 50 years or older, you see, to be an antique. And so a lot of people got fooled. Then they said, well, and it's all foolish. It's all foolish. Get hung up on that. Let's have some other fad. Let's see, and they're glad for a new fad. It's out of harmony. The past is not in harmony with the present. It's limited. It's not as expanded. You don't have as much experience to pull from as you do right now. You're the sum total of everything you've ever been right now.